Some people say this mom has got a terrible idea. Others say, you know what? Maybe it actually does work for her. What is she doing? Well, she's a mom of two kids, and she says smoking weed every day makes her a better parent because she does so. Now, this mom's in Vancouver, Canada. She smokes pot every day because she says, well, it just relaxes me. It helps me out. She's a 23-year-old mom of two, and she went on Instagram and admits, yeah, I smoke marijuana every night after I put my kids to bed. So the kids are in bed for the night. She added that by smoking each night, she has come off her antidepressants, added some weight to her previously underweight frame, and she says, I sleep better now, too. 833-563-2539. I'm not asking for medical experts. I'm just asking for your opinion. Do you think that this story of her smoking weed can make her a better parent? Maybe the same? Or do you think, oh no, her smoking is going to make her a worse mom? Like, because the comments and reviews are kind of mixed on there, what people thought.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I mean, she's doing it when her kiddos go to bed. So it's not, you know.
I think it's fine, personally. Like, I know
her.
I don't have kids, but I think if she's doing all these things, the kids are tucked away. It's weed. Hopefully it's just relaxing her. And I think it's good she's able to get off medicine. I think it's good for her, too. She'll be a better mom if she doesn't have to be on pills.
Yeah, so it's interesting for me because I just moved from where it was legal, so it was really, like, no big. And I don't know. Here's the thing. I feel like moms in particular, I'm a busy mom, like a single mom, busy mom on the go, and you're not doing your kids any favor when you're just exhausted all the time and stressed and nervous and like, because they can feel that off of you.
Yeah.
So I never, ever will judge another mom. But if she is still able to be totally crisp and, you know, clear with her children and this relaxes her, I say, hey, go for it.
We got Mike, I believe, in New Jersey. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah. I mean, I'm 26. I got two kids of my own. I only smoke at night, helps me go to bed. I'm not smoking during the day. I'm not putting them in the room so I can go smoke during the day and put them off. But I don't get any sleep, so it definitely relaxes me. And I feel more refreshed in the morning. So
do you think it makes you
a
better dad then?
I don't think it makes me a better dad or a worse dad. I just think that, you know, for me personally, I need my sleep. I need to be able to go to work every day and make a living. And so I guess, you know, in some aspects, it does make me, you know, a better father.
Yeah, and by the way, too, I'm not saying does this make the parent better than other parents. I'm saying that person themselves. Like, this is Joe on marijuana, this is Joe off of marijuana. So, hey,
yeah.
Thank you, Mike, for calling in this morning and listening in New Jersey. We got Megan. Hey, you're listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. What do you think, Megan?
Well, I used to work in social work myself and the criminal justice system, and I smoke weed almost every day, and I just think that if it makes you a better parent and you don't have prior substance abuse issues and addiction problems, like, and you're not doing it around your kids and you're not doing it inside the house, I just genuinely don't think that there's a big issue, especially if they're not on medication or using other drugs or anything like that.
I'm really, and I'm. It's refreshing to hear that, but is anybody else surprised? Thank you for the call this morning.
Yeah.
I thought people were like, this is terrible. She's a, take her kids away.
No, I just think, I mean, as long as it's not abused, as long as it's not done in front of her children, as long as she's not high as a kite all the time. I mean, marijuana has a lot of, especially, you know, obviously medical marijuana eases anxiety, sleep problems, stiff muscles, helps you with nausea. It can help seizures from epilepsy. I mean, it has a lot of, obviously, strong points.
Sarah, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think about this mom saying, I'm a little bit better because I smoke weed every night after I put the kiddos to bed?
She's totally right. I mean, I totally agree with her. I do the same thing. I have two little ones, and it just kind of, it calms me down. It makes me snap as easily, and I'm better all the way around.
Now, how does it, like, because I want to understand this more, like, what makes you better? Does it make you feel better or relax you? Like, what are the benefits you think it makes you better?
It just, like I said about the snapping, I mean, you don't go off as easily. You're just, you know, you can think about things and, you know, talking them out with your kids instead of snapping on them and yelling. And I don't know, I'm a yeller, so I know it just calms me down.
I am too. I think everybody in the room's like, Joe needs to start smoking weed.
Well, I mean,
yeah, come on, Joe.
Yes, at the THC, I mean, it, you know, the dopamine, you get that euphoric, like, relaxed feeling, and just at the end of a day.
Do you ever actually, like, do anything else? Like, do you ever drive your kids while you're high, or?
Now, that's where I have a problem with.
Well,
stuff.
That's what I'm wondering.
Right.
And also, do you, or is it just only at home at night?
I mean, I don't think if you're working or if you're doing things that have, if you have to be productive, I would say do not smoke. But yeah, just kind of in the evening type thing, I would say.
All right, cool. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. We're going to get some more calls coming up next. Do you think this is totally fine? This is totally cool that this mom in Canada says, hey, I am a better mom to my two kiddos because I smoke every night after I put them down. Or is this an issue? Is this right. a problem? And if so, I want to know why you have a problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, my judgment would change if she was, like, taking her kids to school high, obviously. But if it's, like, when they're in bed, it's her time right before she goes to sleep. I just don't have a problem with it.
It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Apparently, everybody is fine with this mom in Canada that says on her Instagram, I smoke weed every day because it makes me a better parent, which is cool, I guess, like, that people are more accepting, right? But I honestly thought we'd have, like, no call supporting it and everybody like, no, 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 no. She's not a bad person, but that does not make you a better parent. It probably makes you, you know, not being able to pay as much attention and you're going to be, right. like, feeling funky.
And as I described, I feel okay if it's once the kiddos are in bed, she's by herself, it's her me time a little before she goes to bed. If it relaxes her, cool. Not if she's waking up, getting high, doing things with her kids, taking them to school, smoking in front of them. That's not okay with me.
All right, we got Anita this morning listening in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. Anita, what do you think?
Hello?
Hey, what up, Anita?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Are you on... hold on a sec. Oh, you're killing my ears here. I feel like you're mellowing my high. If you're on speakerphone or Bluetooth... See, I'm high. Can you get off of that? Because your phone is so loud.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Hey, we're all, it's a Friday. It's all good. Just want to be able to talk to you because I want to hear what you got to say.
Hello?
What up? What'd you want to say?
Yes, I'm saying that it's okay. I'm with her on that. I feel like she's being very comfortable. By the time she wakes up in the morning, the high beat and warm. But I don't believe that it makes her a better parent. I mean, to each his own. It just calms her down to do what she feels like she needs to do. But I don't think it makes her a better parent.
Okay, Anita. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We really appreciate you. Let's go to Cindy this morning. Hey, Cindy, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think about this mom that, if you're just tuning in, everybody, she says she smokes weed every night after the kids are put to bed, and she says it makes her a better mom. Like, not compared to other moms, but at least makes her a better mom than what she would be.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. Here's the thing. I feel like I raised four kids, and stuff happens in the middle of the night. They don't feel good. They get sick or whatever. And is that mom really going to be with it enough to be able to care for her kids? True, they go to sleep and you assume that they're going to sleep till morning, but they don't always. Sometimes they wake up with nightmares, or sometimes they're sick or they don't feel good. And then the mom isn't really going to be with it. And also, you said that she's off medication. She's not really off medication. She just changed it from antidepressants to THC.
All right, Cindy, that's a good point. Hang on a second, though, because you said you have four kids. We have Brittany. Brittany, how many kids do you have?
Five.
You have five kids. So do you agree with Cindy? Or
superstar,
or mom. Or do you think, like, do you smoke, Brittany?
I do smoke.
And you have five kids, and that's not a problem?
I have five kids. I take care of them by myself. I do all the cooking, all the cleaning. I work full time. I take them to sports events. I do everything that I'm supposed to do with them. And I take them to school every morning.
Okay, now, Cindy brought up, at least to me, I thought it was an interesting point, because I'm all about do what you want to do, but what if something happens where you smoked at night and your kiddos wake up and they're puking or something? They're sick.
Then you get up and you take care of them.
Okay, but are you...
There's an amount to smoke. Like, you don't overdo yourself. Now, you don't smoke until you're just sitting there laid and can't do nothing, and I smoke to calm my nerves. Because I have a lot of stuff that I deal with, a lot of stressful things. Mm-hmm. Like, I've even quit at one point in time, and I had some family members come to me and approach me after about a month and a half. I was like, look, you need to smoke again.
Oh, wow, because you were just so...
Because you handle all the stress and everything better. You know what I mean?
What do you think about that, Cindy?
I just think then you're using it as the same thing as if you were drinking every day. If you're drinking two or three drinks every day, it was the same thing. And yet, that's not acceptable.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, see? I mean, and so what's the difference there?
Brittany, do you think that Cindy might need to try smoking weed?
I don't know. It's not for everybody. But I don't agree with the whole drinking thing. Drinking and smoking weed is two completely different things. Like, my dad used to drink on a daily basis, and I grew up with that. I will not be around anybody that drinks on a daily basis like that.
Okay.
There's a big difference in between how it will change your character or, you know what I mean? Like I said, some people, it doesn't, you know, it's not good for them.
Hey, Brittany, thank you for calling in. Cindy, actually, hang on. I want to get somebody else on there. Anonymous, you're on with Cindy this morning, who she's not judging people. She just disagrees, though, that's not really necessarily making you a better mom or a dad if you're smoking.
She's got a great point. Things happen in the middle of the night when your kiddos come in and they're sick or they have problems, and if you're not all with it, it might be a problem.
So what do you want to say, Anonymous?
So my problem is she is making it sound like marijuana completely disorients you. Like, you can't function as a mom, or if, like, there's a fire, oh, my God, I'm so high off marijuana, I can't get my kids out of a burning house. It's not like it's, you know, the epidemic heroin going around where you're nodding off in the middle of the road and can't do anything. Like, it's a plant. Like, in other states, they prescribe it medically. It's so much better for you than prescription drugs out there that you're not supposed to drive on as well, which... I'm going to be honest, I have drove high before, and there is nothing wrong with my driving. I have a perfect driving record, and I just don't understand why people get so upset about that. It's not like I'm out here on, like I said, another drug or a narcotic and driving the streets like a crazy person. I'm focused. I'm in tune with everything going on around me, and I just get so sick of people comparing it. Like, you can't function if you're on marijuana.
Yeah, that's a good point because, you know, we kid about when mommy, you know, kids go to sleep, mommy breaks out her wine, the mommy juice, and has a couple glasses of wine to relax. So I guess pretty much it's similar.
Hey, Cindy, we appreciate you calling in this morning. I mean, obviously, I don't think you were a fan of everybody on the phone, but you bring up a different view, and that's always what we try to do on this show.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Have a good day, you guys.
You too.
Okay. That was interesting.
I think, too, one point, I'm obviously, like, not against, like, smoking weed or anything like that. And I think, though, for me, as a parent, when I become a parent, I'm going to be way too scared because I know I'm going to have so much responsibility. Until it's legal, I don't think I would do it because you're putting yourself at risk to get trouble legally. And when you have kids... that can, you know, that can affect also your children's
lives.
When
you have a kid, like being a mom, every decision is different in your life because it's not just you anymore, right? So you're responsible for somebody else. That's very true. And it'll come. I'm assuming it will come here because it was no big, like on the West Coast.
It's starting to go around the country. Yeah. Eventually it might be. We'll see. But hey, you know what? We appreciate that conversation. And hey, as long as you're being a good parent, that's all that matters. Coming up next, we'll have to do it very quickly before we get into the tea. We're going to do the Friday freestyle.
Oh, shoot.
Who's ready?
It's going to be my first one.
Oh, this is going to be so
good. This is going to be embarrassing.
All right, it's going up next.